All right, so we are on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay. So the Gemara says, we're on the bottom line. I'm Rabbi Yavoh, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Lo Shanu El, you know, let's go back one line. We go Hanoder Min Hayarek, four lines in the bottom. Hanoder Min Hayarek, B'Shar Shnei Shavua, right? So we said, if you take a nether not to eat greens, let's say, vegetables, on a regular year, not a Shemitah year, so Asa B'Yirakos Hagina, V'Mutar B'Yirakos Hasada. So it's forbidden to eat the vegetables that grow in a garden, presumably any type of like field that is cultivated and planted and taken care of, etc. And it's permissible I think that's true. It's interesting language, the Yirakos Hagina is a Gina, rather than Yirakos Hasada, but I think that's sort of the point. Here, Yirakos Hasada means wild, right? But presume it means, like, we're going to see, right? That's cultivated. Umutib Yirakos Hasada, and permissible to eat, you know, greens and things that grow wild. Ubishvius, Asib Yirakos Hasada, Umutib Yirakos Hagina. Right? But during Shemitah, that's the opposite. You're not allowed to eat the Yirakos of the Sada, but you're permissible to eat Yirakos Hagina. And why is that? So we noted that both the Mefarish, I think the Ran also seemed to say, that during the year, during a regular year, the only things you eat are the regular, you know, cultivated vegetables, etc., and greens. And you don't eat the wild things. It's like weird. Like, no one eats that stuff. So like that's not the understanding. Is when you say yirakos, you mean yirakos hagina. But when it's shemitah, not planting. And since you're not planting, there's not going to really be yirakos hagina so much. And therefore, when you say, I'm taking a nether not to eat yirakos, what are the yirakos people eat? That's yirakos hasada, which grow always, because they grow wild. So, and those ones, presumably, they're, you know, more readily available at that point. And that's why if you make a nether then, presume it's when you make the nether, right? The Ran actually points out, he goes, im nadar b'shvias, right? If you take the nether during Shemitah. E.F. Shalomash in the Skavan the Yeragina, it's the bottom run. Im nadar b'shvias, E.F. Shalomash in the Skavan the Yeragina, Taha Ein Zorim Velo Not in b'shvias. You're not planting at all. Elavada Yerakasada Sha'ola Me'ilav Niskavan. You're talking about the Yerakos that grow on their own. Fine.
So during Shemitah, it would mean any greens because no one's planting anything.
Well, what do you mean any greens?
Whether it's wild or.
That's the point.
But why not? Yirakos Hasada, or Hagina, rather, you're not doing anything, so they're growing wild.
And you could eat them. But so presumably the point is that they didn't grow if you didn't plant them.
Right, but if one happened to grow, I mean, it's quote unquote wild.
It's a good question if those would be called Hagina or not. But presumably the point is that, and I think this is the point the Ran's making, I don't know if you read this Ran yesterday, but that the point the Ran's making is that during a Shemitah year, all of a sudden, I'm like, no one's paying attention to Yirakos Hagina. And presumably, it's not because they don't belong to me. It's not because they're hefker. It's because since people don't plant, nothing's going to happen. That's what it seems like, right? It seems like it's because people don't plant, they're not going to, again, it would help if we were more agriculturally inclined. But like, I don't know what happens, you know, and again, I don't know if Yirakos here, we in modern day Hebrew call Yirakos like, we would call carrots and celery as yirakos. Since it seems like they're for yirakos, they translate as like greens. Right? It's like more like, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But the point being that without it being planted, it sounds like it doesn't really grow. Right? And that's what you wouldn't have it in mind. It could be some grows, but much less.
Right. I think it does seem like that if they happen to grow, it still wouldn't be.
It would be mutter.
Right.
Because you don't have them in mind.
Because you don't have in mind. So it seems like a function of the time in the middle of the month, like it could be like
all of a sudden my mindset switches
in a certain place, like in today's economy, which is border, like everything is coming and everything.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that now. Yeah, good, excellent. No, it's a good point. We're gonna talk about that question exactly that question right now. But yes, it sounds like it's a function of because you don't plant them, they don't really grow, so you don't have them in mind, and that's why. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yavoh, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Lo Shanu. Here we go. Lards, right? This is only true in a place where they don't bring yirakos from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. This is only true, in a place where they don't bring them, right? Look at the Ran on top. lo shanu hadeshvias mutter biyirakos agina. El b'mako she'im mevin yirak mechutzarts. Right, this only the only time when you, again the person takes the nether during shvias that they take a nether not to eat yirakos. So that's what you said. Well, of course you can eat yirakos agina. So that's only true, right? In a place where they don't bring yirakos agina from chutzarts. Why? The kevan she'im mevin vadel another elame osim shemistapikim shamim. Right? Therefore, the nether you took is only about the things that you can actually access, which is yirakos that there's actually they actually exist, right? Which is yirakos asada. Hani yirakos asada ulahachi muter b'shagina, and that's how you can eat the cultivated ones. Meaning, even if they grow, you're allowed, right? Avav b'malkam shemevin etc. Aser. If you bring them chutzar, it's a no. Why? After yirakos agina, then that's aser. Even yirakos agina aser. Why? However, again lacholsham. Bein yirakos asada, bein yirakos agina, the vadi adai to the hachinada, right? So if you're in a place where there's imports coming from chutzlaritz, so then all of a sudden, that's something that people eat, right? So now you have that in mind. So someone tell me, oh, let's say avocados didn't grow in America. I don't know, they probably do also. But we know a lot of avocados come from Mexico, right? So you'd say, you know, so if a person would, ask a question about avocados, so, you'd say, well, I live in America, there are no avocados here. And just, well, now there are avocados here, right? They show up in ShopRite. I don't care where they come from, right? I have access to them. And so as far as I'm concerned, there are avocados around, right? So same thing. If there's imports coming from Chutzlaritz, so then of yirakos agina, so now if I even during Chutzlaritz, even during Shemitah, if I make a nether from yirakos, it's going to apply, in that case, it'll apply to both, right? As opposed to during the rest of the year, it'll probably still only apply to yirakos agina. Again, unless you're in a situation where yirakos asadeh are also something that people eat. And then, of course, it refers to every, you would refer to both. And kitanai, and this is like a... machlokas tanaim. Why? Ein mevi'en, and we'll see if it's like a really machlokas or just it fits in with this point that's made in this machlokas. So Tanakhama says you're not allowed to bring your yerek from chutzlaritz to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chanan yerek from chutzlaritz laaretz. Rav Chanan ben Gamliel says you're allowed to bring yerakos from chutzlaritz to Eretz Yisrael. My time, demand amar ein mevi'en amar Rabbi Yirmiya mishum gush. So Rabbi Yirmiya says the reason why there are some who say you're not allowed to bring yerakos from chutzlaritz to Eretz Yisrael is because of gush. What is gush? Says the Ran, Mishum Gush, Choshishin Lahavio, Mishum Chashasha de Gush Hanid Bakwa. Gush just means dirt, earth, right? Dirt. That's still, stuck to it. Vigusha de Eretz Ha'amim Tameh. Kid'esu Perakam Nishav. You've seen this, a few times, right? The idea that there's an assumption that in Chutzlaritz, they didn't mark graves. They didn't know where people were buried. And therefore, you had to be Choshish all the time that going to Eretz, going to Chutzlaritz, would make a person tummy. So if you're going to bring, vegetables from Chutzlaritz, so we know, any regular vegetables, they come with dirt. They come, they're not totally washed off. And so you're bringing the tummy earth into Eretz Yisrael. So that's why those who are makbid are makbid for that reason. Fine. The Mefarish is the same thing. Mishum gush shema yesh me'afra chutzlaritz be karahu, right, on its roots. V'tameh mishum suffik meis. I mean, it's not for sure, but it's a suffik. And therefore, you shouldn't bring them in. But the point being, this is why I said, I don't know that I would say this is a this machlokas tanaim is our machlokas. Usually we say, kit tanaim means like that's our, oh, and that machlokas is our machlokas. Like, I don't know if that's exactly our machlokas as much as it's you see that there's a conversation about bringing your, meaning this, our answer of, and by the way, it's only if they're not bringing yirakos from Chutzlaritz. Oh, well, who brings yirakos from Chutzlaritz? Oh, you see there's a conversation about that question. Right? We have machlokas whether that's allowed or not. But according to the mandam that allows it, you see that something that can happen, and that something could happen, so then this last point comes into play. Right? Okay. Okay. Unless someone... Does it sound like it's... Is there a machlokas? It doesn't sound like it, right? It doesn't sound like the two machlokas line up.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's the same person, even though one's... First place it said Rabbi Lo Mishum Rabbi Chanina, and now it says Rabbi Chananya. It does seem like it's the same.
Mishum Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, you're saying?
Yeah.
Lo Shanu Ella.
There's a note here. Presumably, the Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel quoted in the Braisa.
It's the same person.
Are one the same time.
So he holds, you can bring Yerek Mechutz Laretz Laretz. And he's the one who says, Lo Shana Elam Malkam She'im Mevi'im. But if Mevi'im, then yes. So meaning, but again, the point still is, it's like Lishitaso, that he believes it is something that one's permitted to do. So since he believes it's permitted to do, he's the one who says, oh, by the way, if you bring, right, like,
if well, someone's... if the halakha way you really couldn't bring in, then the first part of this would have been...
For example, who gives a shir about, like, what are the halakhas of going on the Har Bayis?
Someone who believes you can go on
the Har Bayis. Bingo, right? Meaning you're not going to have, not going to give such a shir if you think it's usr. Right? So it's almost like the same thing, like, I'm just saying, kitana here doesn't mean like the machlokas we find in the initial case is the same machlokas here, but whether you're not, that's not what the machlokas is about. Can I go? Can I bring yirakas from chutzar to Eretz Yisrael? But it is kitana in the sense that it's like, it's a way, it sounds like more like a way of saying lishitaso. Like, see, and the reason of Hanani Ben Gamliel is the one who brings it up is because he's the one who holds that you can bring it in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. All right. Last Mishnah of the sixth parak. Says the Mishnah.
How is his own opinion that green may be important?
Okay, so they say the same thing. Okay, good. Yeah. There you go. I'm just saying maybe the opposite. I'm saying it's the unusual use of the word kitanai. Maybe let's say the opposite. Maybe this shows us that the word kitanai doesn't always mean, and this is the same machlokas tanai. It just means like, and this is like the Tana following his same opinion. Right? Maybe it's a little broader way of translating the word kitanai, right? Which I think is just, you know, sometimes we have assumptions about how words are translated, and it's not, I think it's a little broader, right, than someone should use it. Okay. Okay, says the Mishnah. Min ha-kruv asar be-ispargas. Okay, so you're going to tell me there's no way that ispargas is not asparagus. Okay? They have a note in here about it. That asparagus actually is somehow related to cabbage. There's like a molecular relationship. There is some type of relationship that asparagus is related to cabbage, but it doesn't mean, it likely doesn't actually mean like our asparagus, the way that we, you know, see asparagus, but more that it's like a, it's sort of like a, like a liquid or something that is, comes out of the cabbage or something like that.
So we know here it's the liquid in which cabbage was cooked.
Yeah.
So this defines it as cabbage that was ground up, soaked in wine, and used as an energy drink.
Oh, wow. Okay. Go Steinsaltz. Wow. Okay.
You can see that on the shelf.
Yeah.
And it gives the etymology from a Greek word, too, that I can't read.
Okay. It gives you wings. It gives you wings. Okay. Yeah, but it's like, how could this word not be asparagus? Like, how could there be a different word that means asparagus? So, but it sounds like it is related to asparagus in the sense that they're both related to cabbage in some way. So if you're into that whatever, if you're into that stuff, it has some relationship. It just feels like too similar to be not the same thing. But it's not actually that. If you look, even the Mefarsh, Asar be'ispargas, he writes, he says, Dehavi bechlal kruv, demin kruvu. It's a type of cabbage.
As you explained, it's the same lesson Duran uses. Duran's under Gimel of Alice.
Yeah.
See, it's like 10 lines up in the bottom.
Ispergus?
Yeah. It says exactly Min Kruvu.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah, yeah. It's in the wrong place. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. It's somehow related to the cabbage family. Okay, but the point is, if you take a net or not to eat kruv, you can't eat ispergus either. Okay, but mina ispergus, mutter bekruv. If you take a net or not to eat ispergus, so then you're permitted to eat cabbage. Okay? So presumably, right, and the Mefarash actually says it, mutter bekruv, the ain kruv bechlal ispergus. Meaning, right, one is encapsulated in the other, but the other, but not in the other direction, not, doesn't go in both directions. Right? So like ispergus is a type of kruv, but it's very specific. So if you say ispergus, that's very specific, that doesn't necessarily imply all forms of cabbage, necessarily. Mina grisin aser b'makfe, right? So if you make a neder not to eat grisin, which are like grits type of thing, like one of these like oatmeal type of like grits things, then you are forbidden to eat makfe, which is another type of like porridge, which is made out of things very similar, made out of grisin. Rabbi Yossi Mater Rabbi Yossi Mati. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you eat grease and you're allowed to eat, if you make a net and not to eat grease and you're allowed to eat makveh. Rabbi Yossi, makveh, mutter begreasin. But if you say it, I'm not eating the makveh, so then you're allowed to eat greasin. But presumably the same point. Like that makveh is like, comes from greasin, but just because you're having grease, makveh doesn't necessarily mean that you're asering, you're asering greasin. Okay. Mina makveh aser b'shum. If you aser makveh, you're also asering garlic. Rav Yossi matir. Okay, Rav Yossi says no. Mina shum mutar b'makveh. Right, but if you say I'm not eating shum, so then you're allowed to eat makveh. Presumably, shum is an ingredient in makveh or something like that. But or it's not an ingredient. It's like a. Can't be an ingredient because then it'd be usher.
They translate it here as garlic, I think.
Shum is garlic, but what's the connection between garlic and makveh or makveh, whatever you call it?
Well, they said the stew was grits with garlic.
Grits with garlic. So we're gonna have to figure out. So how could it be permissible if makveh is grits with garlic, right? So then I understand why. So then you can't have shum. But if I say I can't have shum, I'm allowed to have makveh even though it has shum in it. Sounds like, right? So.
I don't know if you have that. You might even argue with the garlic. In other words, you're saying it's grits pottage makveh. Mikvah?
Okay.
It's grits pottage. So it's, yeah. It's what you just said.
Yeah.
It's generally eaten in pottage form.
Right, but how does that relate to the shum?
Because it's that's the machlokas, whether that's included in the net or in the need or against pottage. But everyone agrees that pottage is not included in the net or against garlic.
Right.
So it's the only one.
So it must be that shum is an essential ingredient in makveh. So that's why when you say right. one, but when you say shum, it could be anything.
Or whatever that means, pottage form. It's
right.
in a very
some type of right. yeah mixture thing. Okay. Same thing. Mina adashi maser be'ashishim. If a person says I'm going to take the net and not to eat lentils, so they are forbidden to eat ashishim, right? And that ashishim is also like a cooked thing that has lentils in it, right? Rabbi Yossi matir. Mina ashishim aser be'adashim. But if someone says they're not to eat ashishim, so then they can't. Then they're allowed to have adashim. Because again, it's like it's processed. It's mixed up. It's not so obvious in the same way. Chita chitin sha'ani toim. Aser behen, bein kemach, bein hapas. So a person says, I'm not eating chita, chitin, sha'ani toim. I've seen this language before. And the person says, I'm not going to eat. It's like you're not just saying the word chita, but you're like, right, different types of wheat items, etc. And I'm not even going to taste it. So then I can't have the flour and I can't have the bread that's baked from it. Gris, grisin, sha'ani toim, aser behen, bein chayim, bein mishalim. So if you say, again, gris, grisin, the grits type of thing, that I'm not going to have, I'm not going to taste. So again, you can't eat it. You can't eat it whether it's raw, whether it's cooked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, konam gris, ochita sha'ani toim, mutar lakus chayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you say I'm not going to eat gris or chita, and even said I'm not going to taste it, you're still allowed to chew it raw, because presumably that's not the way people really eat it. So to chew it raw, even they say, what do you mean? I said, you can't even taste it. Yeah, but that's not the way that people eat it, presumably. So he would say that you're allowed to chew it raw. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Shimon Gamliel says, "Chita shani toim aser leafos umutar lakus." Right. So we said if a person says that he's chita, that he's not going to taste, so he's forbidden to bake it, to bake wheat products, but he's permitted to chew it. Chitim shani toim. But if he says not chita, but chitim shani toim aser lakus umutar leafos. So then he is. Forbidden to chew it, but it's permitted to bake it. So what is the difference? All right, so look at the mefarish. Asul lefos. Look at the round. The pas chita mikre, because pas bread is chita, right? The char gufanami hu. It's like one item. Ava chitim mashma lakus. Yipnei adam koseis chitim chalukim biyachad. Right. When you say chitim, that the implication is like chewing them. Because it's like a, that's I guess people would chew on them raw, like people would eat like sunflower seeds or whatever, like it's something that people would chew. But chita, you wouldn't. That implies like a the wheat family being used as a wheat product, right? But chitim implies kernels, right? And that's why it, you know, has inverted, rules. Okay. Grease and shani toim aser ben lavash ben lakus, right? And if you say grease in shani toim, so again you're including all the ideas, grease in, etc. So then anything, whatever you do with it, whether you're cooking it, whether you're chewing it, all those things will be aser, and that's why don't make nadarim, and you won't find yourself in these problems. You can eat all the foods that you like, and okay. Hajon lach hanodim mevushal. Great job, everyone. Finish the sixth parak. We'll pick up next week with the seventh parak. Yashikoyach.